Welcome to Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 48.
I have to explain it like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast. We have another stunning, mysterious mystery for you. That's right, I said mysterious mystery. I am David Martinez, and my co-host, as ever, with me, just beaming and in all of his glorious aura, Mr. Michael Foster. How are you?
Thrilled to be here, David.
I'm glad you're here, because otherwise this would be me talking to myself, and no one wants to hear that. We have a guest with us today. We've done it again. We brought with us another wonderful guest into this podcast with us. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a big warm welcome wherever you are, and we'll hear it, don't worry, to Mr. Tim Marks.
Well, thank you. Thank you, everybody. That's plenty. No. That's enough. Sit down. Thank you.
Tim, how are you?
Hey, I am doing okay. I am happy to be here. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too.
I want to have some fun. Yeah.
Yeah, we are glad to have you. Tim, are you familiar with the podcast? Have you listened to it before? You can say no.
I am. I think I've listened to more than half of them.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know what it takes to be a super fan or like what the record is, but I'm like, if there's a prize, I'm probably within reach of...
You've never asked us for our autograph.
And, you know, and Tim, if you really want to get that super fan status, you got to get, I don't know, David, about 500 more people subscribing.
Yeah, we have
the
a
podcast.
Wow.
I wouldn't call it a pyramid scheme so much as a triangle-shaped scheme.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I get 10 people to listen and they get 10 people to listen.
Yes. Tim, we are so glad to have you. For those who are not familiar, Audio Obscura is an audio mystery podcast. That means I, as today's Obscurian, have prepared a mysterious audio source from somewhere across the vast world. Yes, a mysterious mystery. I have prepared a series of clips for you two guessy boys today. You're going to get a chance to hear each clip one at a time. You can hear them twice and no more than twice. So today, we have a total of 8 clips, after which I will ask you guys if you want to make a guess. If you guess both the source and the subject correctly. So the format, is it a podcast, a YouTube series, a news clip, or whatever. That's the source. And if you guess the subject matter, what it is that the clips are talking about, both of those correct, then you get a total of 3 points. If you are still not sure and you want an extra clue, I will give you a 9th clip that is a hint. And if you guess them both after that, you get 2 points. If you guess only the source or the subject, you get 1 point. And if you don't get them either right, then... maybe I'll deign to look at you again after all this is over.
Wow. Pressure.
Yeah. Indeed.
I need these 2 points.
Yeah. How are you feeling about it, Tim? Are you feeling excited? Nervous? Okay. Nervous?
Yeah. Excited, but in a bad way. Yeah.
Bad excited.
Nervous. That's a great
Nothing
definition
good
of nervous.
Can come of this. Just anxiety. Yeah.
It's pure, solid anxiety.
All right.
As Foster is attempting to remind us, you can take notes, although... He managed to get his pen working, so he will be taking notes. You don't have to take notes. Listeners at home, you can take notes if you want to. Do your best. I think we should jump right into it. What do you guys say?
Yeah, let me hear something.
All right, here is clip number 1.
Well, I can't explain it like this. I have to explain it like this.
Wow. I think it was a woman's voice, and she said, I can't explain it like this. I have to explain it like this.
And then what was that sound at the end?
I immediately pictured 2 like big rulers being slapped together by like an angry grade school teacher.
Okay, it's
right?
A real
or
thing,
even yardsticks. I pictured yardsticks, which is not realistic, but it's almost like a like when people slate, you know, for TV or a commercial or a TV show, radio show, that slapping of wood against wood.
I'm like picturing the idea of like a producer coming on stage to do a slate and they just slap some yardsticks together. Take 42.
State your name and your agency. Slap.
Tim, I thought this was a child.
Okay.
And immediately, just based on sound quality and the fact that they're like, I'm going to explain it like this, I think there's a visual element to this.
That makes sense. Right.
So at the top of my notes, I'm writing YouTube? Question mark. Underneath video? Question mark. Finally, underneath that, more pizza? Question mark. That's just for me.
That's just for me.
My grocery list and, yeah.
I have to explain it like this.
It almost, this second time, it almost sounds like they dropped their phone.
Ooh.
Oh,
it has that sound. Like, it sounds like there's a little bit of weight to this thing.
Uh-huh. It was three claps. It was like clap, clap, clap.
That's like one of the worst sounds in the world, right? The sound of dropping your phone. Because you just know.
It's like dropping your life.
Yeah.
The other day, my phone slipped out of my hand, and I went to really quickly grab it, and instead I just hit it really hard down toward the ground. I was trying to catch it, and
you aided its path down to danger.
I slapped it down like I was Dikembe Mutombo or something, and it didn't break, so life is good. So it sounded like maybe, you know, an amateur YouTube video, or like the production quality was not great. It was a big echoey, like a classroom or something.
Mm. Yeah, I got that sense too.
All right, well, let's move right along. We're going to go on to clip number two.
So how about I start with the easy yes?
What? Oh, I wish, I was so startled. I wish I could have taken that in.
I better start with the easiest.
It's all about the easiest. I don't know, but that's what a 180 from that first clip. It's just like, we were just like, this is like somebody maybe in their echoey garage or something. And then we have a full on production rap or something.
Right.
This song, a musical number about to happen to educate us apparently about maybe the periodic table. I really hope in my mind's already putting these two clips together in that it's like this fun reveal, this like kind of trickery of I can't explain it like this. Well, I'm going to explain it like this. Boom.
Give me a beat.
Yeah. Again, I think this is a young person. I think they're middle school aged. That's what I'm getting.
Okay. I'm going to go with 11th grade.
Wow. Already controversy.
We're not getting along here, Foster.
And that's okay. We'll see who ends up with the most points by the end. This zero stakes game.
When we get to the end and we require guesses, you guys can choose. Tim, it's up to you if you want to go along with Foster, if you want to go your own route. You don't have to.
I'm going
to
go my own route.
Oh,
baby.
Already.
Thank you.
He's going his own way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But we have a second listen for clip two if you guys want to take it.
As many as I can get.
So how about I start with the easy yes?
Wow, that's a big old guitar riff at the end of that.
Yeah, it sounded like it almost sounded like not necessarily Linkin Park, but Linkin Park era rock.
You guys ready to move on to clip three?
I want to say before that,
yeah,
that I loved Foster's idea of like, I have to explain it like this. Hit it. Like,
yeah, and then it's like a bit.
I'm Professor Grimes and I'm here to say...
Photosynthesis affects us all in a wonderful way.
You're beginning line of the
another short one. Okay.
Uh-huh.
A lot of short ones in this, and I will tell you that.
I assume that bleep was done by you, David.
That was done by me. That is content. Okay. That is revealing content. It's not an expletive or anything.
Yeah. Or it could be both, I guess.
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay.
Tim, I don't think I caught any of those words.
I think there was the word lineup. I'm going to tell you the lineup of bleep.
Okay.
Let's try again.
You're a beginner lineup.
You're a beginner.
Beginner liar?
And then.
It's like a lesson on how to lie.
You were right the first time, Tim, with your initial guess of what that word was.
Lineup.
Lineup. Yeah.
Okay. You're a beginner. Line up.
Line up against the wall. Line up in a straight line. You're going to the restroom. You're in first grade.
You're a beginner. You don't know how. Okay. You're what? Mm.
I'm going to give you one other hint just because I'm worried it'll set you down a bad path if I don't. There was a final word right before the bleep, which was the. So line up the.
Line up the clues. Line up the facts. Line up.
The dominoes.
Get your ducks in a row. Knock them over like dominoes. McDonald.
Line up your ducks. Knock them over. And then you're not a beginner anymore.
So we're lining up something, and thank you for the help, David.
You're very welcome.
I think we would probably need it.
Yeah.
I think this is some kind of like tutorial song about something. Maybe this is geared towards kids.
Could be. Clip four.
Now let me try to get these steps in a row.
Now that sounds like a dance tutorial. I can't explain it like this. I got to explain it like this. And then, boom, you start dancing. Maybe those were tap shoes. at the front instead of a
step
wood
one
hitting wood?
When you're doing the cha-cha.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought up the sound because we can't forget the sound. Yeah, maybe it was like a jump spin 365 Alawanger.
Where are we going with this? What is this? What is this dance move?
I think you have to watch the video and listen to the song to find out. Tim, I had a wonderful idea. I don't think it's this at all. But what if this was just a presentation from a break, like a breakout group at like a corporate retreat?
They were tasked with coming up with like a way to explain something. And
let me tell you about our sales process.
Accounts receivable has made some changes to the way that the forms will be processed in quarter three.
But I can't explain it like this. When you organize your tables in a row.
Now let me try to get these steps in a row.
This is I'm a fan.
I'm back on your page of that sounded like a younger person.
It is. Like, this is like a 12-year-old.
Isn't it like what you imagined Tony Hawk sounded like when he was 12 years old? I don't know. Just like little skater boy.
How much time have you thought about? I wonder what Tony Hawk was like when he was 12.
Far too much time, Tim. Far too much time. Quarantine has not done a good job for me.
Here's the thing. When this is all done, I'm just so happy right now that I don't care how many points I get. I'm just excited that we get to watch this when we're done with the mystery. We get to actually see this in action, and I can't wait.
Let's see. We are up to clip five now. Here we go. Clip five.
All right. Taking notes. Clip five.
The ones that are repeated. Okay.
Tim, your eyes lit up.
That's a Green Day.
Yes.
That's a Green Day
yes.
tune.
This
right
is
there.
A direct parody / maybe edutainment take on. I did not get
homage.
Any of those words, but yes, that was absolutely a Green Day song. Is it American Idiot?
It's
American Idiot. I think.
Sorry, one more time. Can you give that to us again, please? No, it's not.
Because
you won't be able to replicate it.
I can't get to the chorus.
That's not
the
easiest.
The ones that are repeated,
Then the ones are repeated, okay. That does sound like math to me. Like 3.33 repeating?
Only because it doesn't matter too much. I'll help you with that very first word, find, and then the rest of it is what you said, Tim.
Great. What else did I say, Foster?
Find, one's a repeater?
Find the ones that are repeated.
Yes,
I think
that's correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Find the ones repeated.
Are you not listening to him?
Don't mock how I learn. This is how I learn.
Tim,
parody, you say it again.
The YouTube parodies.
I'm also taking notes. What are you writing down, Tim? You're writing something.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What? Literally, what did you write down?
Repeated Green Day.
Okay.
Eggs.
Ooh. Eggs.
Hot sauce. That's good. Yeah. I'm writing
Clip
that down too.
Toenails later.
Just written notes to myself.
Pet cat.
Buy two cats.
Not necessarily in that order.
This might be math. This might be like long division or something.
Sitting down, taking like an SAT and be like, this might be math. I'm not sure, but signs point to yes.
Excuse me, Proctor, this might be math.
What other things get repeated? Well, dance steps get repeated. Music gets repeated. There's repetition there.
Doctor's visits, if you have an attractive doctor. That's not from experience. I know someone.
David, I've noticed you've gone to the doctor twice a week the last 3 weeks. This must mean your doctor is very hot. And I'm concerned.
You're not hot.
I had a crush on my eye doctor when I was 18.
Oh, that's got to be so hard. They get so close to you.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man. It didn't work out?
No, not yet.
They poking you in the eye too much? That'll turn you off anyone.
Don't kink shame me. Give me a good eye poke.
Give me a good eye poke any day.
It's been a long pandemic. I'll take it.
I will remind you and the listeners, that that one clip had a bleeped word, and I bleeped it out for importance.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it is...
Yeah. So line up the blank. So the blank is probably a keyword in the topic.
Indeed.
This mystery.
But if no other thoughts, we can move right along to clip six. You guys have three clips left before I'll ask if you want to guess or not. So we'll go ahead and go to clip six.
Look for the one that's in the dead center.
Look for the one that's in the dead center. I am buying this album. I am definitely digging it.
The one in the dead center could still be math.
Yeah, I immediately just think of measuring the circumference or the radius, the diameter. Look for the one in the dead center.
Dead center tells it tells me that you have to do a little investigation. You have to be like, no, you have to zero in dead center. I don't know. I wouldn't say that with like, if I was adding fractions or something, I wouldn't say look at the dead center.
And they say look for the one in the dead center,
yes.
Meaning there are other ones, other points or other objects that are not in the dead center.
Getting worried now. We only have two clips left.
Look for the one in the dead center. What do you look for that's in the dead center?
Ducks.
The black hole is in the dead center, right? Because everything's going that direction. But you don't...
Line up the black holes.
Yes.
Look for the ones in the dead center.
I really hope these children are explaining the theoretical physics of a black hole. And like, and they're like, now let's look at a collapsing star.
Eventually, everything you know will turn into dust.
Your existence is a blink of an eye.
When you see the sun getting bigger, run away as fast as you can.
Please like and subscribe if you like the content.
Okay.
I am so happy we could understand this one. We're going to listen to it again. And hold on, though.
Oh.
One quick second.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, the majority of these clips from the song is like, it's taken from that same selection, that same few seconds of the Green Day song. Am I wrong? It's all... Is that all this is? It's just like...
Is it a 4-minute song and it's just the same like six notes?
Yeah, does that say something about the source or about the song?
Ooh, is that a Green Day slam?
Green Day slam.
Let's listen to clip six again.
Look for the one that's in the dead center.
Was she putting on a British accent there?
I think
dead center.
Yeah.
What's so funny to me, here's the thing. If this video was created fairly recently, are there kids around that age who are into Green Day? Like, you know, I don't think...
No, but the middle school teacher is, right?
Yeah, yes. I can almost... Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Or a parent. The one at the dead center is how you figure out the median when you have a list of numbers.
Ooh, oh!
I'm putting money on the median.
Line them up, Tim Marks.
Boom.
So aggressive.
Take that, ducks.
Listeners, he launched himself towards the Zoom camera.
Someday I'll get there. Holy crap, Tim. I think you might be right. And I'm giddy. I hope we're right. Again, if we're not, we still get to watch this. So either way, we win.
What if there's some in the middle?
We've got more voices, and the singing doesn't really improve.
No, what's the opposite of that word? It deproves.
I think they are teaching like this whole "it'll be okay" thing. Again, it's still this attempt to make some kind of concept fun.
Sure, I feel like we're on a good path. I think. Nothing in that made me feel like we were on the wrong path. It still seems like math, specifically like medians.
Yeah, mean.
Or at least part of this lesson.
Like, you guys are feeling confident.
Cocky.
Clip seven, second time.
Hold on a second. I got to write something in my notes. Cocky? Question mark? Okay.
What if there's some in the middle? Where is the solution, I suppose? Don't worry, it will be okay.
I heard put the solution in the middle.
find the solution that is simple. It was find the bleep in the middle.
Oh, I think
it's a solution that's simple.
I think you're a genius. I think it is median.
Everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay. I think our guesses are going to be pretty similar, and I hope you're okay with that because you.
Okay. Well, as long as you don't take the thing that I said out loud and make and pretend it's your guess.
I would never do that. For the listeners, my face is very...
I will throw this cat at you.
For the listeners, my face is very earnest. Tell them, David.
It's all right. I've seen better.
God, this is the last...
Yeah, you guys have one clip left before you can potentially make a guess. And ooh. I might add, something that's never been done before yet since we've instituted the point system is not use the hint. Wow. You guys might be the first to potentially. It seems like you're confident. I'm just saying. I mean, you seem like you might think you know what it is, but.
Okay, let's listen to clip 8, and then we'll talk about whether we're going to need that hint or not.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm kind of like taking your job right now.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Shut up. Clip 8, ladies and gentlemen. Final clip. Final clip. Here we go.
It's called it's kind of different. Take all the and let them up. So serious, I need a distortion.
Wait. Okay.
I think that was really distorted, and the last thing that they said was, we need more distortion.
Definitely. If this needs one other thing, it's irony. More distortion.
I know what they're talking about, but if I say it, then it's going to become Foster's guess, and then he'll get points that he didn't earn.
Well, yeah, you as the guest, you have that privilege. After we listen to this clip a second time...
To insult Foster whenever.
Okay. I will ask for guesses, and I will give you, Tim, the option if you want... if you want to go first with your guess or second, if you want to go after Foster or not.
It's called it's kind of different. Take all the and let them up. So serious, I need a distortion.
It's serious.
So serious, I need...
It's so serious.
I need a distortion? Okay.
Yeah, it's different. It's different. Yeah, so it's like, we're fine. Yeah, you found the median and... Now we're doing.
No, keep going.
We're doing the average. It's a little bit different. That's complete.
I hope they play this at their prom. 17 or 18 years old.
That's our final listen.
Yes.
Of all the clips, we have a hint clip available to you, a ninth clip. But it sounds like you guys have done a pretty good summary. Any other summarizing you want to do? Any other notes you want to remember or that are worrying you? Things that you might be confused about or...
I don't think so.
Tim, I think you freaking nailed it because, I mean, let's start with the easiest. Finding the median is the easiest because you line up for... If anyone's curious, you have a data set. You have a set of numbers. You take the one with the smallest value... and then you line them up from smallest to largest. And then, you know what, Tim? You look at the dead center.
I can hear people fast-forwarding on their phones.
They're fast-forwarding through my book. great. I guess Tim's the guest. So.
Yeah, so Tim, as the guest, would you like to make your guess first, or would you like to hear what Foster has to say as his official guest? I assume, let me ask you guys this first. Am I correct in saying you do not want the hint? You feel like you want to make your guess now, potentially losing everything.
I do.
That you hold dear.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm ready to take a guess.
But for a potential 3 points. Great. Tim's ready to take a guess. Do you want to go first, Tim, or do you want to...
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right. Foster, you also do not want the hint. Is that correct?
I'm curious about the hint, and maybe we could still play the hint, even if we don't use
it. Sure, yeah. At least for Obscurians who have requested the hint. Yeah.
But my fear is it's going to have a bleep, and the bleeps really throw me off. So I'm going to say no hint.
Okay. So you're agreeing no hint, so we don't have to do anything fancy. We will play the hint. We should say Obscurians, I don't know, do something, because they're going to make guesses at this point, and we don't necessarily want those guesses to influence you if you're listening at home. So, I don't know, figure it out. Fast forward or something. But we'll go ahead and get guesses from you guys. Tim, do you want to guess first?
I do.
Yeah, what do you got? So we need a subject and a source.
I think the subject is like a math tutorial by middle school-ish aged kids or young high school kids, specifically on average, mean, median, mode, those concepts. And I'm going to guess that it is a YouTube video or possibly videos, but I think it's probably just one video. Because I think if you get kids together and do this and practice it, they want to enjoy it visually as well as just an audio recording. So that's my guess.
Okay. Tim's locked in. Foster, are you going to agree with Tim or are you going to go your own way?
I am going to basically agree with everything Tim just said. I think this is...
Then I'm going to go my own way and come up with something else because I just...
The Green Day thing is throwing me off a little bit. So I might even add a little detail. I think this is maybe like younger YouTube days. This might be like something like from like the like 2011, 2012 era. And I think it's really like goofy, low production visuals that I can't wait to check out.
A lot of extra information that we didn't really need. But okay.
We will be disappointed. We will be disappointed if there's no video.
Oh,
yeah. Oh man. I would say the pressure's on me, yeah. But I don't care. So
okay. If you were fast-forwarding, now you can stop fast-forwarding.
Yes. Welcome back, Obscurians, if you have fast-forwarded. I don't know how you would know where to go to. I don't know.
I just said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know how music works.
So your guesses are locked in place. You can't make any changes to your guesses or anything like that. We'll do the locked-in thing that we did before. And let's play the hint for any Obscurians that have requested a hint.
All right.
Clip the now. Guesses are locked in.
Hint clip.
Chunk chunk.
Hint clip.
It's hard to say hint in a trailer voice.
Hint.
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 In a world where there are hints.
Here we go. I'm assuming divide by two. I didn't catch that first word. Tim, did you catch that?
Nope.
Let's hear it again.
Yeah, second listening, clip nine.
I think we nailed it, buddy. Let's,
all right.
Sure, absolutely. We can try to steal your job, you asshole.
I know, I keep trying to steal your job this whole time. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, okay, we have locked in answers. Obscurians, you had a chance to hear the hint, the clip nine hint. So, Obscurians, if you hadn't made a guess yet, go ahead and do that now. You can pause the podcast if you need to. But we're going to jump into clip 10 and find out what the big reveal is for this week's audio mystery.
Okay, class, today we are going to learn about the three M's, mean, median, and mode.
Yeah!
Boom! We
nailed
it.
Bravo! Ladies and gentlemen, a first on Audio Obscura. 3 points all around for everyone.
3 points!
Great. So glad we pay all the big bucks for these stingers.
And I think we figured out it was means and medians after clip 6 or 7.
I think you guessed that fairly early. You guys jumped around a few other things after that, but then you definitely came back to it. But yeah, you, Tim, you said it
clip
really
six
early
six was dead center. Yeah.
Yeah, that was when you said median for the first time? Find the thing
so.
In the center?
Like a minute or two, yeah.
Yeah, very good, guys.
After we rejected black holes as a topic.
For the listeners, it is a parody video, and they are, you guys guessed American Idiot at one point. It is the song American Idiot.
Oh,
by
it
Green
is
Day.
American Idiot.
Yeah,
okay.
It is, in fact, American Idiot.
We're, Tim and I guess, are not diehard Green Day fans.
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah. You said American Idiot. I thought you were wrong.
So, listeners, you can type into YouTube yourself and find a YouTube video called Mean, Mode, and Median, comma, a parody of American Idiot. And it's just exactly what it sounds like. It is a small child. As you guys guessed, he's probably, gosh, I don't know. He's probably that in that age range that you guys were guessing about. Middle school, maybe like sixth grade, maybe fifth grade, I guess. It's from the channel. It's called Sam Boy. It's like deep in YouTube, 95 subscribers. This video.
33,000 views.
Yeah, it has 33,000 views, which I guess bravo, but.
So serious, I need a distortion. Now you must divide all the nearly that simple, okay. Now that you are free for tomorrow, you can play the new game you borrow. Don't forget to give it right back.
Ooh, that face. So, I haven't seen the American Idiot YouTube video, like music video, but I wonder if it's similar or if it's like a parody on the video as well.
Yeah, that's an iconic outfit for sure.
Yeah, okay.
It's the black button-down shirt and the red tie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think, yeah, there's some inspiration there.
So what impressions, thoughts after having seen the video?
I'm going to guess that kid was like fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah.
Was kind of the impression.
Could be, yeah.
I got.
And also, it's in conjunction with MIT. So I think it is, right? He said, when's MIT going to get an agenda? And MIT was in like the title of the video. So I think he's like an honors, you know, some advanced kid at some part of MIT, you
like
know.
Little.
Outreach program.
Little middies.
That's what they call them.
You know,
little middies.
those honor students, you know, little middies.
Your question earlier during the mystery made me wonder when you said, like, it seemed if it's in the, maybe it's in the early days of YouTube, or maybe he just had a parent that really likes Green Day. He's watching the video, the kid to me seems like he really likes Green Day and he chose to do this video.
I think the timestamp, if I'm not mistaken, was 2014.
Oh, okay. So that's quite soon, recent.
It did say 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's about right.
Yeah. And it's, and for the listeners, if you haven't watched it, it's just one guy, basically one kid, doing this all basically on the whiteboard.
Yeah. In a classroom. Yeah.
In a classroom setting.
Foster, you're underselling it a little bit that he plays multiple characters.
Right.
He's not a bad little
There's
actor.
Costume changes.
It's multicam.
There's a big costume change. I love that. The jump and then boom, he's in the black and red.
He's got a freeze frame at the end, so he's got...
Oh, yeah. The distortion was my favorite part.
Yeah. He did, in case you're wondering, for listeners who didn't watch the video, the noise that you heard from, I think, the first clip was when he's saying, all right, now we're going to do addition, but I can't explain it like this. I'm going to explain it like this, and he like kind of slams the marker down on the, the tray.
It was worth the wait, and it was worth the watch. That was... really enjoyable.
Yeah. Big round of applause to our guessy boys today, Tim and Foster. You guys both nailed it, walking away with 3 points. Tim, I believe you're currently the number one in the leaderboard for guests, at least.
I have to be. I could not have done it.
Well, we've only had, I think, two guests who've done points with us so far, Tiffany and Allison. But so far, you've beat both of them.
Okay.
So well done.
I will let them know. I will let them
great,
know.
Great, great. Well, thank you guys so much for playing along with me today. Tim.
I've been thinking about it today, and I have a couple ideas of audio sources for one or both of you for the future that you can consider.
Yes, fantastic.
So
fantastic.
I'll shoot those to one or both of you later.
Yes, absolutely. You can send those to us at audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com, just like you listeners. If you have a suggestion, if you've come across something and you're like, this would make a great mystery, you don't have to do anything to it. You don't have to prepare it in clips or anything. Just send us a link to it at audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. And Foster and I take turns checking that email, so we won't both see it at the same time, and it'll remain a mystery.
Yes, and we have a website.
We do, in fact,
should check out. I believe that's audioobscurapod.com.
That's correct, audioobscurapod.com. You can find our entire back catalog there. You can find links to our social media, which is at audioobscurapod on all the social media accounts. You can subscribe to the show straight from there. If you go to audioobscurapod.com/listen, it'll give you a chance to go straight into your podcatcher of choice, whatever podcast app you use. Audioobscurapod.com. Tim Marks, thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything you would like to plug?
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to advocate for? You have the spotlight, sir.
Sure. Yeah, I run the KC Improv Company, as you guys know, with lots and lots of help from my friends and 35 very talented actor improvisers. And we'll have shows every weekend at some point again when the future is brighter. But for now, we are offering improv classes via Zoom and sometimes in person outdoors when we can. So kcimprov.com is our website, and you can find information about our classes if you go to our Facebook group for students, which is facebook.com/groups/KCI training. And we do classes every Saturday, 1 p.m. And you can shoot us an email or whatever if you need that info.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Right. Thank you. I'm going to use my plug just to second Tim's plug. Check out KCIC. Check out KC Improv Company. All joking aside, improv seriously changed my life, and I advocate it at any possible opportunity to everybody I know. So if you're ever even remotely thinking about getting into it, low barrier right now because it's all virtual and online.
Yeah, so the stakes are even lower. So, yeah, give it a try. Why not? What else are you doing?
Foster, what would you like to plug?
You know what? I just wanted to plug the our website, so I'm good.
Cool. We did that, yeah. ladies and gentlemen, Obscurians, thank you so much for joining us for another audio mystery. We hope to hear from you. Reach out to us. Let us know what you think. Share the podcast with anyone you know. Play it with a friend. And thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time.
All right. Until next time.
Adios.
Bye.
Audio Obscura is a weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
What?